For this Monday, December 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben reporting. Over the weekend, Mount Vernon boys basketball split their pair of games as the Wildcats lost at home against Central on Friday 57-37 and then thumped Mount Carmel on the road on Saturday 67-25. Mount Vernon is now 3-2 on the season, and they will be home against Heritage Hills tomorrow night. North Posey boys basketball lost at home on Friday to Heritage Hills 50-41. The loss drops a Vikings record of 3-3. North Posey plays host to Modern Day Friday night. Now, coming up this evening here on Posey County Radio, it's the Mount Vernon and North Posey Basketball Coaches Show. The North Posey Show is at 5:30 on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Mount Vernon Show is at 6 o'clock on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon girls basketball got beat in their lone game over the weekend at home on Saturday against Boonville, 56-30. The Lady Wildcats are still winless on the year at 0-10. They will be home on Wednesday against Bossy. North Posey girls basketball, who sits at 4-3 overall, did not play this past weekend. The Lady Vikings are in action tonight at Wright's. The JV game begins at 5:30, and the varsity game will follow at 7 o'clock. You can hear tonight's varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Some news from just outside of Posey County, as Mike Gable is retiring as the head coach of Modern Day Football. Coach Gable had a great coaching career for the Wildcats, including two state championships in 2000 and 2022. He also left his mark in the SIAC with seven conference championships. Gable also coached wrestling until 2007, where he won 12 state titles. From local college sports on Sunday, USI men's basketball picked up a win at home over Shawnee State University 91-56. The victory moves the Screaming Eagles back to 500 on the season at 5-5. USI's next game is the conference opener home against Tennessee State on Thursday. USI women's basketball lost at 25th-ranked Illinois yesterday 73-50. The Lady Eagles fall to 8-3 on the year and will also open up conference play on Thursday at home against Tennessee State. From the NFL on Sunday in Week 15 action, the Indianapolis Colts lost at the Denver Broncos 31-13. Indy was outscored 21-0 in the fourth quarter. Running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 22 times for 107 yards, and quarterback Anthony Richardson finished 17 for 38 passing for 172 yards and two interceptions. Richardson also rushed seven times for 46 yards on a touchdown. The Colts tumbled to 6-8 on the season. The Cincinnati Bengals picked up a road win at the Tennessee Titans 37-27. The Bengals improved to 6-8, and the Titans slipped to 3-11. Tonight, the Chicago Bears play on Monday Night Football in Minnesota as they take on the Vikings at 7 o'clock. The Bears have a record of 4-9, and the Vikings sit at 11-2. Finishing up with the NBA, from Sunday, the Indiana Pacers earned a win at home as they took down the New Orleans Pelicans 119-104. Pascal Siakam led the charge with 22 points, and Tyrese Haliburton had 21 points and 10 assists. It's now back-to-back wins for the Pacers as they improved to 12-15. Their next game is Thursday night out west in Phoenix against the Suns. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, December 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.